May my words, though they falter and fail, say something adequate to the majesty of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For me, St. Leo puts it best these days of Holy Week. He says that Jesus submitted himself to the ungodly hands of cruel men, which, busy with their own sin, nonetheless minister his work. And for me, that really captures everything that's going on in this busy week coming up to Easter. And there's lots of hands even in our reading today. Judas hands over Jesus to the Jews. The Jews deliver him to Pilate. Pilate, if we jump to Luke's version, sends him away to Herod, who in turn sends him back to Pilate, who then finally hands him over to the Jews, and the Jews have him delivered to their own will. Handing over. I feel the enormity of the task today, and now handing over to you something of Jesus, albeit through paragraphs and paraphrases, paradidonai, I give over Jesus to you. And so I do that nervously, I guess, because as von Balthasar notes, we are all in this trial and condemnation theologically forged as perpetrators. We're all implicated in responsibility for Jesus' death. And so in this attempt to hand over something to you today, what betrayal, what infidelity am I capable of? What vinegar sponge can I press to Christ's lips by misreading, by misunderstanding, by misinterpreting what he has said? And you can see that everybody in the passage from our gospel reading today is running away from responsibility. Judas gives back the money that he was given for betraying Jesus. The chief priests refuse to take that. They can't put it in the treasury. It's blood money. They try to implicate Pilate, saying that we have no authority to try this man. Pilate washes his hands. He denies any moral responsibility. Where are we running away in this? Where do we hide? What's our responsibility? And yet all of this, the Father giving his Son ultimately to be bruised for our iniquities, laying the penalty of our sins on him, bringing healing to us through that death, all of this is part of the mystery that is the threefold life of God. And it's part of a mystery that we can only begin to understand when we look, as St. Paul directs us, to the scriptures. When we understand this death, katatagraphos, according to the scriptures. And so, to avoid any infidelity, I can today just pass on what I have received, that Christ died according to the scriptures, and that on the third day he rose again. Why would this happen? What do we understand by this? What can we glimpse of the Trinitarian life of God in all of this? Why is Jesus so ready to lay down his life? The simple answer when we scour through the scriptures is because he is the true Passover. His exodus at Jerusalem is the substance of which Israel's exodus under Moses was just the shadow. Jesus is mankind's deliverer. We are delivered by God himself, who took our nature, who became incarnate. Israel was God's firstborn, but that was just a figure of Christ. All things in the Exodus of Israel are figures of Christ's church. And Christ has even taught us to see himself as the manna that comes down from heaven. God had promised that by a new Exodus, he would one day make all things new. In Jeremiah, or as he's rather cutely called today, Jeremy the prophet, he says he will make a new creation. Moses says, just before he dies, that one day God will raise up a prophet like me, a new Moses, who will deliver all people from bondage. Isaiah foresees new heavens and a new earth. Here are ancient hopes, but new realities. Here is something old, but something new. An old deliverer, a new Moses. An old covenant, a new covenant. An old promised land, a new creation. Jesus is deliberately instituting a new Exodus. His miracles are the signs of it. The blind can see, the lame can walk, the deaf hear. These are all taken from Isaiah. And we have perhaps the most important clue in Luke's account of the Transfiguration, where Jesus talk explicitly about his Exodus. The Exodus that he was to perform at Jerusalem. This is the moral, this is the spiritual end to which all the law and the prophets point. The Transfiguration will lead to the disfiguration of the cross and will lead to our refiguration within the life of God itself. That is the whole direction of Jesus' life, going to Jerusalem, going to the cross. He is the unblemished lamb who will be sacrificed, whose blood will be spread, whose flesh we will eat. He's the Passover sacrificed for us. But we need to check how we participate. How do we participate? St. Paul says not with malice or wickedness. We do it with sincerity and truth. And that's a good watch for us this week as we meditate on these mysteries, as we think about ourselves in relation to the betrayal, but also to the reconfiguration, the new life that God offers us. It was Origen who said, "Whoever does evil has Barabbas loosed inside him or her and Jesus bound. Whoever does good has Christ loosed and Barabbas bound." Who are we baying for this week? Are we losing Jesus? Or are we binding him? Are we losing Barabbas? Or are we binding him? So check your heart. If we're busy with our own sin, if we're not fixed on Jesus, then we're filled with strifes and fightings, with seditions, with robberies. We're filled with murder. We're filled with the big murder. And we're only going to betray ourselves by missing the reality of God's love. The reality of God's love for us. We're only going to be unfaithful in loving him back if we don't see what he has done through the cross and passion. Now, if you've been a little bit attentive, and I've been deliberately trying to make you think this way, there's hopefully a faint wedding hint in what I've said today. Something old, something new. I didn't feel like I could stretch it further. I guess though the donkey might have been borrowed, and I'm pretending to myself that the curtain in the temple was blue. There is a faint wedding theme, because it's that love, that intimate love between God and the human soul that we'll look at next time in trying to understand the love lyrics that we hear through this week, the love lyrics of the Song of Songs. Amen.